Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
A New Covenant, Luke 22:14-20. And when the hour came, he reclined at table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. What moments in time past are there that mark something significant? Maybe so significant that nothing is the same after that moment. This is a natural reality for us. Our lives are inundated with many such moments, and I think God has organized his creation this way. There was a time when nothing existed. Then God spoke the cosmos into existence. And as you read in Genesis 1, each new day of creation signaled something new. There was no light, then there was light, etc., etc. Even if you think about our existence, we spend 9 months in our mother's womb. Then we are born, and the reality of our existence is forever changed. Other things happen in our lives that also make a change that can never be reversed. A child being adopted, a family moving to a new place, the death of a loved one. In this passage, Jesus institutes what we know as the Lord's Supper, the tangible sign of the new covenant. Before this time, God had not yet provided a final and full payment for sin. But now, Jesus is the one and only acceptable sacrifice to take away the sin of all who would repent and believe. A new covenant built on the foundations of all the promises leading up to this moment. This new covenant marks a change in human history and a change in the lives of everyone who by faith would enter into this covenant. Like a marriage covenant, it is impossible for someone's life to remain the same after marriage as it was before, and this is by design and intention. In Romans 6, the Apostle Paul uses an analogy of slavery to help us see the new reality of being in this new covenant with Christ. Romans 6:15-19 says, What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. So Jesus invites us into the new covenant in order that we might be freed from the bondage and slavery to sin. But not to float through life on some middle neutral ground, but rather to submit ourselves in covenant love to our Lord and Savior. I'm reminded of what a young man named Justin said to me years ago as he was struggling to be free of a crystal meth addiction. His prayer became that he would want Jesus and be drawn to Jesus like he was to that drug. God did that for him, and he has happily served Jesus ever since. Dear Lord, I acknowledge my need for you, and I thank you for the covenant of grace that I can only enter into because of the sacrifice of Christ. Lord, I humbly offer myself as a slave to you, and thank you that you accept me as your child. May you be honored by my life that is now marked by the new covenant in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.